This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
I want to talk about this. This is kind of like a prop. It's real, but it's a prop. And as I was thinking about what I was going to say, two things came through my mind. One, which comes through my mind every time I speak on Ta'anit Esther. I don't always speak about it, but it always comes through my mind. Something that I was witness to about 60 years ago, I've never forgotten. And that took place at 770 Eastern Parkway, if you know what I mean. And the other, which took place yesterday, when I saw a clip of something that happened in Moscow. What I heard the Rebbe say 60 years ago was about Ta'anit Esther. He wasn't talking about Ta'anit Esther. It was the farbring that took place at the end of Purim, which lasted well into the night and into the morning after Purim. And he quoted the pasuk that Mordechai says to Esther when he's asking her to go to the king and to intercede on behalf of Am Yisrael, and she says, "But I'm risking my life." Everybody knows that if you come to the king without being bidden to come to the king, it might be over for you. And Mordechai says to her that Revach Hatzalah Yamod LaYehudim Mimakom Acher, the Jews will be saved. But if you don't seize the moment, if you choose not to take the risk, then Atu Beis Avich, you and your father's house, it will be over. She's asked to risk her life. And the Rebbe said, and this is what I'm seeing and hearing in my mind while I'm looking at you and while I hear my voice sounding. The Rebbe said that which Esther was told by Mordechai is said to each and every person in life. There comes a moment in life when we are asked, we are challenged with doing something that could save another person, that could perhaps save the entire people, that could help another person. You don't know when that moment is. But if you don't rise to the moment, if you don't rise to the challenge, if you don't realize that the world could be dependent upon you, then you failed the whole meaning of your life. Sometimes the challenge could be, would you say a nice word to the person next to you? And sometime, can you save the life of the person next to you? You don't know what that moment is. Mi yodea im la'et kazot higat l'malchut. And the other scene occurred to me, and suddenly I said it to Rabbi Berman just before. A clip of this woman appearing in the news in Moscow. I presume you've all seen it by now. And the news that is being given is on the only channel that has the news. It's called the Truth Channel in Soviet Russia, in the Russian Federation, whatever they call it now. And whatever is being said about this war that's going on, that at this very moment, people are suffering and people are dying. Whatever is being said fits into the definition of truth, the same kind of truth we're concerned with about Purim. Haman. Haman, Chazal say, is the bearer of propaganda that is false. Nobody knows as Haman how to do it. Haman is the lie of Amalek. And as in a Purim spiel, I don't know what you guys are doing in the spiel, okay? But frequently in Purim spiels, and I've been around Purim spiels most of my life, you'll have people will have big signs that they, you know, carry and they walk behind the actors, or the signs are there, you know, to indicate something is happening. And while the news person is giving the so-called news, this woman walks in behind her and just holds a sign that says in English, no war, and then in Russian, it's lies, whatever it is. There was no sound, but apparently she screamed out, it's all lies. And 10 seconds later, it's all over. Somebody is ready to risk. She knew what she was risking, right? 15 years in jail. And that might be the easiest thing that she might suffer for saying the truth. And so we are all challenged. We are all challenged. It's not just the story that happened then. A person is challenged, whether the challenge is to be met today or 50 years from now. We are all challenged by this story of Purim. Mi yodea im la'es kazot hi gata l'malchut. And you don't know what the malchut is. The malchut is you could be the president of the world, or the malchut is that you have another person's life or health in your hand. I don't know how I, as a 16 or 17 year old, understood that in some way, but it stayed with me, so it must have been meaningful. What is this day called Ta'anit Esther? Esther said, okay, I'm going to do it. But you have to fast. You have to fast. And the fast of Esther that we are reenacting today is to remember at least what a person was willing to sacrifice to save the other, to do the right thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Torah was given when it was given, but there's a problem with the Torah. That it was accepted? Was it freely accepted?
No.
No? You all know the Gemara, okay? Why? What was hanging over their heads? The mountain was hanging over their heads. Rashi says, like a kuba of sheikhar. I'm not going to translate that, but you can figure out the drusha where that might go. Im mekablim et haTorah mutav, im lav shamtei kvuretchem. And so the acceptance is a problematic acceptance legally. All you have to do is get a good lawyer and say it was done under duress. and therefore it's not binding. You go to court and you issue a moda'a. So why are we bound by the Torah? Because we then freely accepted the Torah when? In Purim. And that Torah that we accept on Purim means that to understand the meaning of Purim, where one risks oneself for the other, is the fundamental meaning of Kabbalah HaTorah, right? That it's not, that a life without Torah is not life. And that's the way Jews have lived throughout history. A life without Torah is not a life. And so, we are concerned with the other. This is just one way of being concerned with the other. I see on the recording before me that I've spoken for 11 minutes and 10 seconds. In this time that I've been speaking, you guys know the statistics already. How many children have died of starvation in the world, according to the WHO statistical? No, you've done the...
10, 10, one child every 10
seconds. So do the math, okay? If 10 minutes, 60 kids. Children. We're only talking about children. And so this reflects itself halachically. Halacha Purim. Right? This... The halacha of Purim, this tanis, is a minhag. I'm quoting the rabbi. It's a minhag. But they're halachos of Purim. Halachos of Purim, mishloach manot, ish l're'eyu. What else? Matanot la'evyonim. The Rambam paskins the following thing. The Rambam tells us, what about the Suda? Well, you all know the Suda, right? And you all probably know something about one so-called halacha of the Suda, right? V'shose yayin ad shishtaker v'yerodein b'shichrut. Right? Remember, Chas v'shalom, if you get drunk, you're not allowed to say anything. Right? You're supposed to go to sleep. Right? We don't want to hear you. Okay? Unless, of course, that when you get drunk, niknas yayin yotzosod, secrets come out, and when you get drunk, what are you talking about?
Torah.
The sodot of Torah. Right? Otherwise, just go to sleep. Right? A sleepy drunk is not a problem. V'chein chayav onam lishloach shtei manot shel basar o shel minei tavshil o shnei minei acholim l'chadeiro. Lishloach manot. Ish l'reyeyu. Right? That's a wonderful thing. Right? Then the Rambam goes on. V'chayav l'chalek l'aniim b'yom ha-purim. You have to give to aniim, to poor people. Ein pochati mishnei anim, not less than two anim. And the Rambam goes on, mutav la'odam laharbot matanot levyonim. It's better. You hear the word mutav? Better. Mutav. Mi laharbot b'sudato u'mishloach l'reyov she'ein shom simcha gedola. Mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid and kal v'chomer on Purim. There's no greater simcha el sameach lev anim v'yitomim v'almonot v'geirim, to give joy to people who are in destitute and sometimes desperate state. Sha'sameach lev umlolim ho'elu medame l'shchina, because that makes you godlike. Shenemar about HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachyos ruch shefalim lahachyot leiv nidka'im. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, God said to us, Im atem mekablim haTorah, mutav, it will be good. And if not, shamtei kuratkem. That tov has to come back on Purim. And the tov that comes back on Purim, every Purim, when we re-accepted the Torah, is the exact words that you just heard in the Rambam. A person, it is better laharbot v'matanot lev yonim. It is mutav, gentlemen. Right? Tov, no small matter. It seems all studies that have been done, these studies over the years, going back years and years and years, about what Americans, I can't say about other, I don't know about those studies, about what Americans think about themselves, overwhelmingly, Americans think that they are good to other people. The classic study quite a while ago, Will Herbert, and this study was of people who claimed to believe in God, as most Americans claimed then when the study was done, that four-fifths of the people who, 80%, you really get 80% in a, even Trump didn't get 80% in an election, right? You really get 80%, were asked the question on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being completely, what degree of concern they had for the biblical injunction to love their fellow man, 80% said all the way. They scored 5. So when we re-accept the Torah, when we accept that thing that we call Tov, the Tovness manifests itself primarily in our concern for the other. Our concern, Lo Tov Hayot Adam Levado, means there are lonely people, there are starving people, there are desperate people, there are people who need a good word, who need a fellow human being to be concerned with them. That's what this is about. This is just, if you will, the easiest way. It's only money. It should be easier to give money than to give of oneself, unfortunately. So I'm speaking to one of you. I don't know which one. Okay? One of you. There's a reasonable likelihood, percentage-wise. Chas v'shalom, many of you should become oligarchs. But one of you will become very wealthy. And if you remember what I said, you'll understand. At every Purim, you'll say, I've got to support the poor. I've got to make sure that they're in this next 10 seconds, that child won't die. You guys have all experienced, and I might have even said it to you because I say it all the time. You go home. Remember home? Home, there's a big refrigerator. And you open the refrigerator because you want to eat something. And you say, there's nothing to eat. Nothing to eat. Your mother says, what do you mean nothing to eat? The refrigerator is full. So you open the refrigerator again. Maybe something just appeared, right? Nothing to eat. Ribono shel Olam, there are, within a few kilometers of where I'm speaking now, there are kids who open refrigerators and there's nothing in the refrigerator. Feel it. Know it. Feel it. And that is the reacceptance of Torah. That's the Hadar Kibluha. That's the meaning. The ultimate meaning is concern for the other. Lachyot Lev Nidkaim.
And let me just end with a story from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I would say everybody knows this story, but I'll get in trouble if I say everybody. But you should know it. And if you don't know it, now you'll hear it. And then, if you forget it, problem. There is Tana Rabbanan, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, Shechala Reb Yosef ben Kisma. A certain gadol, Reb Yosef ben Kisma, is sick. So Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyon goes to visit him. Biko Kolan. Amalo. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, Hanina Ochi, brother. My brother, Hanina, Iyato Yodea, Sheumazum in a Shamayim in Lichu. Don't you know that this nation, this evil empire called Rome, don't you know that their HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be giving them license to destroy, to pillage? Otherwise, how could they have destroyed God's house, the Beis HaMikdash, v'sarfas, heichalov, aragta, v'hargas, chasidov, and murdered all the chasidim, the avda, et tuvav, ibda, et tuvav, Badaini Kayemis, after all this terror and destruction, Rome still rules the world. Vani Shamati Alecha. I heard about you, Hanina. I heard about you, Shatayoshe Vosek Batorah. I heard you're sitting and learning Torah. And not only that, Umakio Kihilos Barabin. You bring people together, right? Here we have a kehila. The Romans forbid this. There's a penalty of death for teaching Torah in public. And Sefer Torah munach lach b'chekecha, and while you're teaching, you're holding on to a Sefer Torah. So, what are you doing? I'm sick. Well, that's nothing compared to what you're doing. You're in greater danger. So, Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyon says, Amalo, Mina Shamayim Yerachamu. Oh, from heaven, God will help. I don't speak Yiddish so good. Mino Shamayi Birachamu. Amalo. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, I see it in my mind's eye. He rises from his sickbed and he starts, you know, gesticulating and says, are you out of your mind? Amalo. Ani omer lecha dvarim shel tam. I'm saying something of significance, of importance. The ata omeli. Mina Shamayim Yirachamu, they're going to kill you. Tamei Anim lo Yisrafu Oschav Yasefer Torah Ba'esh. I can see the moment that's going to come. They're going to burn you with the Sefer Torah that you hold. They're going to burn you at the stake. Which is exactly what happened. But at which point in the story of this conversation, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma is asked the question by Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyon. Amalo, Rabbi, ma ani l'chaya olam haba. But what about, will I get olam haba? That's his question. In other words, I'm going to be burned. Let's stipulate that. Will I get Olam Haba? So what do you think the answer would be? No. Why? Because it's a surprise?
He's doing all this for the
reward. What?
He's doing all this for the reward.
Oh, you're reading into it. Okay, okay, theoretically, but you're wrong. Okay? Okay?
Better I'm wrong. Makes it easier.
It's being wrong about a svar in Gemara is a good thing. It shows what you're thinking about. Amalo, so he says to him, Chlum Masa Boliotcha. Could you tell me of any event that happened to you? Right? He doesn't say, I would have expected to say, you're going to get Olam Haba, but you should, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be risking your life, whatever he says, but, you know. So instead he says, did anything happen to you? Did you, can tell me a story. So why doesn't he tell him the story of how he's teaching Torah? Amalo, here's the story, gentlemen. Mot shel purim nitchalfu li b'mot shel tzedakah. It once happened that the money that I had for my wonderful meal for Purim, right, celebrating Purim, got mixed up with the money that I had for to give to tzedakah. Matanot le'evyonim. V'chilaktim la'anim. And I divided it, I gave it all away. The money that I put for my suda and the money for the anim, I gave it all away to the aniyim. At which point, he says to him, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisna says, Im kein, mechelkecha yehi chelki, umegarolcha yehi goroli. That I wish that my chelek, you, the person who chilakpim la'anim, my chelek in life, in Olam Haba, would be like your chelek. The bottom line of what I have, in truth, is not this. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of money in here. The bottom line of what you have that you take with you is what you put here. And that in the end is Purim. And as the Rambam says, there's nothing that is more mutav than giving to the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. When you daven, you all know it, okay? Even the guys who are asleep know it. They know it in the sleep. If we were to wake them and ask, what's the thing they want the most right now in life? Which is, of course, in davening. Don't talk. In davening, the most important thing that you're going to ask for is the first thing you ask for, right? I'm giving you advice in life. When you go to submit a proposal for something, you don't talk about Fetchka and Mechka and Pechka. You get to the point right away. Important people don't have time to listen to your Fetchka and Mechka and Pechka. There's no thing as important as God. So you lead with the most important thing. So what do you ask for first? What?
Mashiach.
No! It's important! What? Dat. Ata chomei d'olam dat. Choneinu meivcha, dea, bina, haskeh, whatever nusach you have. Right? And whatever you understand about dea, whatever you understand about bina. I'm not interested in all of that. That being a Jew means you understand that the most important thing is understanding. And that which is worth understanding is in the end, hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. And when you understand all of that, you'll understand why the most important thing was chilaktim all of them lo'anim. Mutav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the wisdom to be good. And how do you learn to be good? By taking Torah seriously. Ein tov, ela tov.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.